Welcome back. I hope you were able to rest a little bit. We know it's been a long day and lots of new things today that we learned and discussed. So this is our last session of the day. So let's jump right into it. So this is the session on micro teaching. So as I think Carter already mentioned, or even David, this is a really good opportunity to practice teaching some of the CS or CS50 related topics to your peers, get some feedback, and then we'll do it over again tomorrow so you can incorporate that feedback and hopefully get a little bit better. So some goals of today is to practice teaching, so you can do any CS or CS50 related topic of choice. Your peers will then give you feedback, right? Some pieces of advice that you can hopefully will be able to incorporate tomorrow. And then you can use that feedback to improve your teaching. Okay, so before we do that and jump into our breakout rooms again, we're just gonna go through a couple of instructions and I'm gonna hand it over to Carter.
Okay, friends, so we have some more instructions now. Are you ready for these? Yes? Yeah, okay, good. So what we're gonna do is as follows. You remember your number, yes? Your group number? Yes, okay. Keep that number in your mind. Don't forget it. And we're gonna leave in the same algorithm we used before. When we go to our rooms, we're not going to go to the posters. Posters are done, okay? Posters no more. You're gonna find a table. That table will have your group number. Think of your number. My number is 10. I look for a table that has what number? 10, good. Next, you're going to sit in your table with your group. There will be five or six of you. Of those five or six, I want you to choose a teacher who will teach first. Very scary, yeah? But someone has to do it. Someone has to teach first, so choose one person to teach first, okay? Can be anyone. Next, that teacher will teach, okay? That teacher will teach a topic of their choice in CS50's curriculum, and they will teach for 5 minutes. Hold up five for me, 5 minutes, okay? There will be someone in the room with you, either me, Yulia, or Margaret, who will tell you when 5 minutes are done, okay? So you wait and you listen to them. If they say time is up, no more teaching. Stop teaching, okay? No more. After that, you will repeat, in this case, steps 3 and 4. So if you just taught, you're done. Congratulations, you finished. Okay. But now, someone new has to teach. Okay, and they will teach, and they will teach for how long? 5 minutes. Okay. Then once they finish, what next? Next person teaches. Yes, okay. And we keep going until everyone has taught, whether 5 or 6 people in your group. Okay. So we're going to demo this with me and Yulia. Yulia has kindly volunteered to be the first teacher in my group, which I'm so excited about because it's not me. All right. So Yulia, would you kindly share your lesson with
me? Yes. So I know this might not be visible to everyone, but this is kind of like the gist of it. So you'll find a similar whiteboard, a marker, and an eraser on each of the tables. So you can choose to use them. Maybe you can use it, you want to use a piece of paper that you have. It's really up to you, but we find whiteboards to be really helpful to visualize. So for example, once I came up to my table, I found my group and I'm the first teacher to teach. I picked the topic to be how to declare a variable in C. Okay, you need to pick something very like specific. You only have 5 minutes. You can't explain how to do a merge sort algorithm, right? That will be there for a while. Okay? All right, so Carter, you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready to be a student?
I'm ready to be a student.
Okay. Okay, so remember in the lecture we had an example with a phone book?
I don't remember that.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have a phone?
I have a phone.
Okay, so for example, you know how in your phone you have some like maybe people that you call, right? And then maybe you want to count like how many times you called me.
Yes.
Okay,
that.
So for example, that number is 5.
Okay.
Right? But what if I want to write a program, right? You're doing something, for example, like calculating how many times you called each of your friends or your family members, right? I need to do something with this number or like store it somewhere so that I can then use it. Do you happen to remember how I can do that from lecture? what, how it can store things.
A variable?
Yes, a variable, great. Carter's a good student. Okay, so how can we declare that variable? Do you remember maybe three key steps from the lecture?
I think you needed a name.
Okay, a name.
And, well, maybe the number.
Okay, so maybe we call it a value.
Okay, a value. Is that it? Oh, you said three things.
One more thing.
Can anyone help me? Oh, the type.
Type, okay, so I need a type, right? So every time you want to declare a new variable, right, we want to have these three things, a type, a name, and a value. So, for example, what name do you want to pick for this value?
It's number of times I called somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe calls.
Calls, okay. And then what is my value?
Five.
Okay, five, okay.
I see five.
Okay, and then looking at five, what kind of type do you think it is?
A number.
Okay, I call it a number. Can I do that? Yeah. Can I say num calls five? No. I need to give it a data type, right? And we have different ones. We have like int and floats and maybe a string. So between those, which one do you think we need to use here?
I think it's a whole number. So what should I use? Int.
Integer. Great. So I have int calls, and I'm missing just one last step. This is kind of like still disjointed, right? What is? How can I connect these things?
Oh, the assignment operator.
Yes, I can use my equal sign. So by using these three things, type, name, and value, I can create a new variable called calls that is of type int and is storing value 5. And after that, I can do a very similar thing for the rest of the calls that you're making to your friends. What questions do we have about a process of declaring a new variable?
That makes sense to me.
Awesome.
Give Yuli a round of applause. Okay, so Yuli very bravely was the first person to teach in my group, so thank you very much. Now, it's important that we don't just teach, but we get feedback on our teaching, because how can we improve without feedback, okay? So this is the first step, but after the person teaches, we then need to give them some feedback. And here's how you will give feedback in your groups. After teacher has finished their 5-minute lesson, listen to another timer that either me, Yulia, or Margaret will set. 2 minutes, okay? On your table will be a piece of paper. That paper says, write 3 pieces of feedback for the teacher, in this case, Yulia, okay? Each person in your group should write feedback for the first person who taught and the next person. Each person should get feedback from everyone, okay? Now, make sure you include things that are both positive and things they could improve, okay? Yulia, I really liked how you asked for my questions, how you asked me to actually fill things in for you. It was very interactive. An improvement to make is I think you still need a semicolon at the end, which
the
we all forget.
That way.
So it can be things like that, okay? Things that they did well and things that they could improve, okay? And once you have your feedback, make sure you give the paper to the teacher and that teacher will keep it until tomorrow and they'll improve their lesson based on the feedback, okay? So if you are the teacher, you will get feedback, you will read it, and you will say, what did I do well? What should I do tomorrow? You will also see, what should I improve? What should I change tomorrow? Okay? We have those instructions in Bahasa too, if that's helpful.
All the instructions for the teaching part and the feedback part will also be on your tables. So if you don't remember something, you can easily reference it, okay?
Okay. All right, are you all ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you really sure? Okay, I think you're ready. So we're, one more, sorry. I'm not ready.
Yeah, so for example, I picked a very specific thing, right? Like how to declare a variable in C. It's really short in time and you can really practice, you know, asking questions and visualizing things. But if you need some suggestions, here are some things that you might want to consider teaching. For example, a quick tutorial on arrays, for loops, maybe difference between for and while loops, strings, or really anything else from the CS50 course. If you really want to cram the merge sort algorithm in 5 minutes, go for it. Like, you got it. Totally. But if you're unsure what to do, here are some things to consider. And without further ado, we'll do the same algorithm as we did in the previous session.
Yes.
So, Carter?
Do you remember the algorithm last time? Yeah, okay. So here it is again. If you are grouped 1 through 10, raise your hand. 1 through 10, raise your hand. Okay, please stand up. Groups 1 through 10, stand up and get ready. And do you see Margaret over here, on Margaret on the left, yes? Go follow Margaret. Okay, welcome back. How did it feel? Yeah, okay, awesome. I'm hearing happy, wonderful, I'm so glad. So keep in mind the feedback you got today, because remember, tomorrow we'll come back and do the same thing again, okay? So, two things to remember for tomorrow. One is your feedback, and two, just as important, is your group number, okay? The number that you had, put it right in your mind and keep it there until tomorrow. Do not lose it. Can you promise me this? Promise me? Okay, keep that number, do not lose it. All right, that is it for micro teaching.